From Washington, this is VOA News. U.S. claims Russia fired on Ukrainian forces. UN school hit in Gaza, several killed. I'm Ray Kugel reporting from Washington. The United States is charging Russia with firing on Ukrainian military positions in troubled eastern Ukraine from inside Russia. The U.S. Defense Department spokesman described the Russian assault as a clear escalation of weeks-long fighting in eastern Ukraine between separatist rebels and the Ukrainian military attempting to retake control of rebel-held cities. At the State Department here in Washington, spokeswoman Marie Harf said the U.S. has new evidence from our intelligence friends that the Russians intend to deliver heavier and more powerful rocket launchers to the separatist forces. Ukraine Prime Minister Arseniy Yatsenyuk announced he is resigning amid the collapse of Ukraine's ruling coalition in parliament. President Petro Poroshenko called on parliament to continue to work productively in the weeks and months leading up to new elections. Meanwhile, the transport of bodies continues from last week's shooting down of the Malaysian flight from Ukraine to the Netherlands, the home of 193 of the 298 killed. United Nations officials are expressing outrage after an apparent Israeli shell slammed into a UN-run school in Gaza being used as a shelter from violence. 15 people were killed, including civilians and UN staffers. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon says he is appalled. Israel's army admits that its forces were fighting Hamas militants near the school, but the Israelis did not say if it was one of their shells that hit the building. They again accused Hamas militants of using women and children as human shields. Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says Israel is being criticized for defending itself.
This use of human shields is extraordinarily cynical. It's grotesque. It's inhuman. But what is equally grotesque is that Israel was condemned in the Human Rights Council.
More than 730 Palestinians have been killed in the two-week offensive. 32 Israeli soldiers and 2 civilians have died. U.S. airlines are resuming flights in and out of Israel's Ben-Gurion International Airport in Tel Aviv after 2 days of cancellations brought on by the conflict in Israel and Gaza. The U.S. Federal Aviation Administration removed restrictions after reviewing new information, along with the measures Israel is taking to mitigate potential aviation risks. The European Aviation Safety Agency also lifted its restrictions into Israel. Shimon Peres stepped down Thursday as Israel's president. Mr. Peres, who is 90 years old, said Arabs and the people of Gaza are not Israel's enemies. He said Israel's future as a democratic Jewish state depends on a peace-based two-state solution. His replacement is right-wing parliamentarian Reuven Rivlin, an opponent of a two-state solution. Another bloodbath in Iraq, militants killing at least 51 prisoners and 8 policemen in an attack on a convoy north of Baghdad. Just hours later, Iraq's parliament elected Kurdish politician Fuad Masum as the country's new president. Thursday's election paves the way for the much-delayed formation of a new government. In a landmark ruling, Europe's top human rights court found Poland violated the rights of 2 terrorism suspects by allowing the U.S. Central Intelligence Agency to secretly imprison them in the country more than a decade ago. Lisa Bryant has details.
The European Court of Human Rights says Poland violated the European Convention on Human Rights by allowing terrorism suspects Abdelrahim al-Nashiri and Abu Zubaydah to be secretly imprisoned on its territory between 2002 and 2003. They claim they were captured and then flown to a secret jail run by the Central Intelligence Agency in a Polish forest where they were tortured and mistreated. The ruling is the first time a court has acknowledged suspects were held and tortured at so-called CIA black sites under a program launched by Washington following the September 2011 terrorist attacks. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Paris.
Mali's president says searchers have spotted the wreckage of an Air Algeria plane that vanished on a flight from Burkina Faso to Algeria. It was located in northeastern Mali. No word on possible survivors. Authorities say 116 people were on board the flight. Taiwanese authorities have identified 31 people killed when a domestic flight crashed during poor weather on Wednesday. Another 17 bodies remain unidentified. Officials are looking at flight data and recordings from the recovered black boxes to determine what happened. I'm Ray Kugel in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.